DryerFire, the community-based, sustainability-focused event coordination and promotions organization led by Nicole Dybel, is looking stronger than ever. Earlier this year, the organization launched a fundraising campaign to help get them back up and running after the pandemic shuttered most of its plans for the better part of 2 years. The $5,000 fundraising goal was to help the company put on 5 shows between May and September, including guaranteed payment for artists and staff, PPE, location costs, as well as PA and sound equipment. Between the funds that came in through the Indiegogo campaign, sponsorship from Sue Today, and a donation made through Cases Music to order a PA, the fundraiser came close to raising the $5,000 goal for 5 shows, says Dybel. I really appreciate everyone that contributed. The money raised covered venue costs and helped provide artists with payment guarantees for 6 shows in the end, and the PA should arrive by November, just in time to start planning for 2023. Dybel considers the shows held over the summer months a success. The performances and venues were all incredible, and a lot of really good connections were made too. It's so wonderful to be able to gather for live music again and have folks coming through town to play. DryerFire just announced their autumn 2022 performance lineup, including a diverse selection of acts representing a wide variety of genres like dark folk, art rock, prairie country music, loud folk bluegrass blues, doom rap, industrial and dark synth pop. I'm pretty lucky that artists usually get in touch with me these days and people are making really good music, says Dybel. The Canadian indie touring scene is pretty small, so word gets around if bands have a good, or bad, experience somewhere. Dybel notes that putting on events can be challenging. I think the few people that were booking similar shows to the ones I do have mostly stepped away from it for one reason or another, they say. There also aren't many businesses in town that want to host live music at the beginning of the week, pay artists a guarantee, or risk having a cover charge impact patronage. COVID times have obviously made things weird and difficult on so many fronts, so I don't judge business owners for making these calls. Dybel feels lucky to be able to do what they do with the community's support. Knowing that artists are passing through the Sioux and having difficulty booking, I just try to make these events more possible. Building these human connections and cultural exchange feels important to me. DryerFire often teams up out-of-town acts with underrepresented local acts. The concerts are held at a variety of locations across the city. The selection of the spaces is a combination of curating what will be best for each show and using what's available, says Dybel. The first of the upcoming shows will be Sept. 17 and we'll see dark, folk band Ghostly Hounds, with support from local art rock act Slum Shine, at 285 Wilson Street. The Wilson Street space is a mixed-use building that my partner and I rent office and studio space in. So, it's a low-cost, low-obstacle space to put on events occasionally. The next show will be prairie country artist Zachary Lucky, with local support from folk act Penno Cash, on Sept. 20 at the Elks Hall. It's the first show I've booked at the Elks Hall, says Dybel. It's tough to find a venue for a show on a Tuesday, and I had heard about punk shows happening there back in the day. Cases Music has sponsored the venue fees for this one to make it more possible. I think it's a pretty good spot for a country show, and I'm excited about the possibility of collaborating with their in-house caterer, Jigs and Reels, on Sept. 30, DryerFire has a folk, punk, bluegrass band called Bastards and the Buzzards from Ottawa scheduled to play at Outspoken Brewing. I always love putting on events at Outspoken, says Dybel. The space is cozy, their staff is great, and the beer is good. Finally, doom rap act Garbage Face, supported by local industrial act Molten Imp, dark synth act ONMK, and No Funeral will perform at 285 Wilson Street on October 21. After this string of shows, DryerFire will take a break for the winter season as its prime mover Dybel will be studying in the culinary program at Sioux College. I'm thinking about some food pop-ups next, laughs Dybel. We know Dybel is serious and it will be amazing. All upcoming shows are all ages. Doors will be open each evening at 7 p.m. Tickets can be purchased in advance at https://dryer-fire.square.site/ or at the door. Tickets for the Zachary Lucky and Penno Cash show on September 20th are also available for purchase at Cases Music, 636 Queen Street East, or The Rad Zone, 721 Queen Street East. For more information on DryerFire, Visit its Facebook or Instagram pages or contact Nicole Dybul at dryerfiresm@gmail.com.